ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరి ఓం. శ్రుతిస్మృతి ఆలయం కరుణాలయం నమామి భగవత్పాద శంకరం లోక శంకరం జన్మాద్యస్య యతః. సో యతః యస్మాత్ అస్య జగతః జన్మస్థితిభంగం తద్ బ్రహ్మ. దట్ ఈస్ ది వాక్య. సో బ్రహ్మ లక్షణం. యుసి బ్రహ్మ ఈజ్ సత్, ద బీయింగ్ అబ్సల్యూట్. వాట్ ఈజ్ అబ్సల్యూట్? దేశకాల వస్తు పరిచ్ఛేదరహిత సత్. సో ది బీయింగ్ జనరలీ విత్ ఇన్ ది వరల్డ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈజ్, but limited in desha, means it is there in one place, not in another place, and it is there in one time and not in another time. It is there as one vastu. In that sense it is limited by every other vastu. It is ghata and therefore it is not pata, it is not kudya, like that. That is the limitation. Paricheda. So deshakala vastu in three different ways. The being is parichinna. It is truncated, like khandita, tukada. That is how you get the being in the namarupas. And the Brahma is the being pure, which is not limited by desha, kala and vastu. So from which being this jagat has originated, and jagat is sustained, and finally this jagat merges into that being. This is what is called satpradhanam lakshanam. Brahmanah satpradhanam lakshanam janmadyasya yatah, or yatah, from which Brahman. సో జగత జన్మ ఆదిశబ్దేన స్థితి లయశ్చ భాసతే తత్ బ్రహ్మ. దిస్ ఇస్ చిత్ ప్రధాన లక్షణం. లైక్ జగత్ భాసతే, ఆఫ్ కోర్స్ దేశశ్చ భాసతే, కాలశ్చ భాసతే, వస్తు భాసతే. దెర్ఫోర్ జగత్ ఇస్ భాసతే, but the bhasa of the jagat is not its own, it is jada. Jagat is jada, bhasa is not the physical light, the light of awareness. The jagat is known, that means the light of knowingness that is there in the ghata, yam ghataha. So the ghataha bhasate. Now ghataha bhasate mane, is it shining by itself? No. Because ghata is a jada, therefore it doesn't know itself, and it doesn't know other things also. Whereas you are the awareful being, and your bhasa, your awareness, makes the pot shine. Therefore, that is how jagat bhasate. స్థితి రూపే జగత జన్మ భాసతే, జగత స్థితి భాసతే, జగత ప్రళయశ్చ భాసతే, ఏన భాసా తత్ సా భాహ ఆర్ తత్ చిత్ ఇస్ బ్రహ్మ. దట్ ఈస్ చిత్ ప్రధానం లక్షణం. లైక్ దట్ ది జన్మాద్యశేత కుడ్ బి అండర్స్టూడ్. సో వీఆర్ లుకింగ్ ఎట్ దట్ మా శంకి ఇది తన్ మా శంకి ఇది. వేర్ డిడ్ యూ గెట్ దిస్ కర్మణి? రవి ఇస్ ది గాయ్. ఐ కుడ్ హ్యావ్ గెస్డ్ ఇట్. యా, అశంకి నమాంగ్యోగే అకార విల్ డిజ్ లుంగ్ కర్మణి ప్రయోగ లుంగ్ తన్ మా శంకి. You see, that akruta is there. Dukri karane akruta. Akruta is kartari lungu, karmani lungu also same akruta. Na yathokta visheshanasya jagataha. Yathokta visheshanam ishvaram muktva. Anyatah pradhanat. అచేతనాత్ అనుభ్యః అభావాత్ సంసారిణో వా ఉత్ ప్రత్యాది సంభావయితుం శక్యం. సీ జగత యథోక్త విశేషణస్య, ది వే జగత్ ఇస్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ ఎర్లియర్ మీన్స్ నామరూపాత్మకస్య వ్యాకృతస్య అచింత్య రచనా రూపస్య సో తాదృశస్య జగత, దట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ ఎ జగత్ దట్ కెనాట్ కమ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఎనీ అదర్ సోర్స్ ఎక్సెప్ట్ చేతనం బ్రహ్మ. సో ఫ్రమ్ యథోక్త విశేషణ ఈ సడన్లీ హీ సేస్ ఈశ్వరం. సమ్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ హంగ్ అపాన్ ఎ డిస్టింక్షన్ బిట్వీన్ బ్రహ్మ అండ్ ఈశ్వర, బట్ శంకర ఈజ్ నాట్ లైక్ దాట్. హీఈస్ ఎ వెరీ ఫ్రీ పర్సన్, యూనో, హీ యూజెస్ ఈశ్వర, హీ యూజెస్ బ్రహ్మ ఆల్సో. ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ నెసెసరీ దట్ బికాస్ హీ సెడ్ ఈశ్వర ఇట్ మస్ట్ బీ సగుణ, ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ నెసెసరీ. ది జగత్ ఆరిజినేట్స్ ఫ్రమ్ బ్రహ్మ. నౌ దెర్ ఆర్ నో టూ బ్రహ్మాస్, లైక్ వన్ ఈజ్ నిర్గుణ బ్రహ్మ అండ్ అనదర్ ఈజ్ సగుణ బ్రహ్మ. దెర్ ఆర్ నో టూ బ్రహ్మాస్, దెర్ ఈస్ బ్రహ్మ అండ్ ఎసెన్షియల్లీ ఇట్ ఈస్ నిర్గుణం. అండ్ టు ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ వీ మేక్ ఇట్ సగుణ, ఫర్ ఎ రీజన్ వీ మేక్ ఇట్ సగుణ. అండ్ దెర్ ఫోర్ జస్ట్ బికాస్ శంకరా సెడ్ ఈశ్వర ఇట్ మస్ట్ బీ సగుణ, దెర్ ఈస్ నో సచ్ హార్డ్ అండ్ ఫాస్ట్ రూల్. సో ఇట్ కుడ్ బి బ్రహ్మ. బ్రహ్మ దట్ యథోక్త విశేషణస్య ద బ్రహ్మ యాజ్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ అబౌవ్, ఓన్లీ దట్ మచ్, నాట్ దట్ సగుణస్య ఇతి నా సర్వశక్తి. దేర్ ఫోర్ సమ్ గుణాస్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు యాడ్. యా యూ సే లైక్ దాట్ సగుణ సగుణ బ్రహ్మ ఈశ్వర. హీ సెడ్ ఇన్ దిస్ కాంటెక్స్ట్ ఈశ్వర మీన్స్ సగుణ, టేక్ ఇట్ లైక్ దాట్ బికాస్ సో హీ యూస్డ్ ది విశేషణ సర్వజ్ఞస్య సర్వశక్తే. అండ్ ఆల్సో వాట్ ఎవర్ అదర్ విశేషణస్ హీ సెడ్ సో వాట్ అదర్ విశేషణస్ హీ సెడ్ సో నిత్య శుద్ధ బుద్ధ ముక్త స్వభావస్య, దట్ ఈస్ ది అదర్ విశేషణ. సో ఫ్రమ్ దట్ బ్రహ్మ ఓన్లీ దిస్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ జగత్ కెన్ ఆరిజినేట్. అదర్ దాన్ దట్ బ్రహ్మ దేర్ ఆర్ సో మెనీ అదర్ వాదాస్, యునో, లైక్ సాంఖ్యాస్ సే ది జగత్ హ్యాస్ ఆరిజినేటెడ్ ఫ్రమ్ ప్రధాన జడ ప్రధాన. యు సీ ది జగత్ ఆరిజినేటింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ జడ ప్రధాన, దట్ ఈస్ ది సాంఖ్యవాద. అండ్ వీ సే జగత్ ఆరిజినేట్స్ ఫ్రమ్ చేతనం బ్రహ్మ. దెర్ ఈజ్ ఎ బిగ్ డిఫరెన్స్ బిట్వీన్ ది టూ. యు సీ దే హ్యావ్ ఎన్ ఆర్గ్యుమెంట్ లైక్ దిస్ సాంఖ్య పీపుల్, దే ఆర్ ద్వైతిన్స్ నెంబర్ వన్. సో దట్ మీన్స్ ఫర్ దెమ్ జగత్ ఈజ్ రియల్ బికాస్ దే ఆర్ ద్వైతిన్స్, ఫర్ దెమ్ జగత్ ఈజ్ రియల్. నౌ వెన్ యు సే ది జగత్ హ్యాస్ ఇట్స్ ఆరిజిన్ ఇన్ చేతనం బ్రహ్మ మీన్స్ ఉపాదాన, ఉపాదాన ఇస్ది చేతనం బ్రహ్మ, అండ్ దెన్ యూస్ ఏ అభిన్న నిమిత్త ఉపాదాన, దట్ కెనాట్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ ఏ జడ జగత్. దిస్ ఈజ్ హౌ ది సాంఖ్యాస్ ఆర్గ్యూ. సో దేర్ మస్ట్ బి సలక్షణత్వం బిట్వీన్ కారణ అండ్ కార్య, కారణకార్యయో వైలక్షణ్యం అయుక్తం, దే కెనాట్ బి టోటల్లీ డిస్టింక్ట్ ఫ్రమ్ ఈచ్ అదర్. సో యూ లుక్ అట్ జగత్, జగత్ ఈజ్ అనిత్య అండ్ బ్రహ్మ నిత్యం, అండ్ జగత్ ఈజ్ జడ బ్రహ్మ చేతనం, జగత్ ఈజ్ దుఃఖరూప అండ్ బ్రహ్మ ఆనంద స్వరూప. సో హౌ కెన్ సచ్ ఎ జగత్, జడ అనిత్య దుఃఖాత్మక జగత్, హౌ కెన్ ఇట్ ఆరిజినేట్ ఫ్రమ్ సచ్చిద్ ఆనందం బ్రహ్మ? దెర్ మస్ట్ బి సలక్షణత్వం, యూనో. సో లైక్ యూ మేడ్ అన్ ఆర్నమెంట్, ఫ్రమ్ విచ్ మెటల్ యూ మేడ్ ది ఆర్నమెంట్? ఫ్రమ్ గోల్డ్, దెన్ ఇట్ మస్ట్ బి గోల్డెన్ ఆర్నమెంట్. ఆర్ యూ పుట్ ఇట్ ది అదర్ వే, ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ గోల్డెన్ ఆర్నమెంట్ ఇట్ మస్ట్ హ్యావ్ బిన్ ఆరిజిన్ ఇట్ మస్ట్ హ్యావ్ బిన్ మేడ్ ఫ్రమ్ గోల్డ్. సపోజ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ సిల్వర్ ఆర్నమెంట్, దెన్ ఇట్ మస్ట్ హ్యావ్ బిన్ మేడ్ ఫ్రమ్ సిల్వర్. ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ రోల్డ్ గోల్డ్ ఆర్నమెంట్, దెన్ ఇట్ మస్ట్ హ్యావ్ బిన్ మేడ్ ఫ్రమ్ రోల్డ్ గోల్డ్. సో దట్ సలక్షణత్వ షుడ్ బి దేర్. నో యూ గివ్ కాపర్ అండ్ ఎక్స్పెక్ట్ గోల్డెన్ ఆర్నమెంట్, యూ కెనాట్ గెట్ ఇట్ లైక్ దాట్. దేర్ ఫోర్ దేర్ మస్ట్ బి సలక్షణత్వం. దేర్ ఫోర్ ది దిస్ ఈస్ ది స్పిరిట్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ఈస్ ది థింకింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది సాంఖ్య పీపుల్. దట్ ఈస్ వన్. సెకండ్, జగత్ ఈస్ రియల్, జడ ఇట్ ఈస్. అండ్ దేర్ ఫోర్ యూ నీడ్ ది ఆరిజిన్ ఆఫ్ ది జగత్, ద ఉపాదాన ఆఫ్ ది జగత్ యాజ్ జడం. that jadam. So now, okay, so we will visualize a jada source for the jagat. Now, should we need a nimitta karana other than the upadana or not? They thought about it and they dismissed the nimitta karana. You don't need a nimitta karana all the time. For making a pot, you need a nimitta karana, but for making milk, you don't need a nimitta karana. Like the cow eats grass and milk is produced. This is a Sankhya's drushtanta all the time. The cow eats grass and milk is produced. There, the cow itself is adequate to produce milk. You don't need any other nimitta karana. Okay? So they look at it like that. Therefore, dismiss this element called nimitta karana, Ishvara, etc. It is a gauravam. It is a burden. You see, we may not accept Sankhyas, we will dismiss. But the spirit of their argument, if some good is there, we should take. Suppose you have in your home, you put one photo and do puja daily. Okay? So you are doing puja. It is simple puja. But you put another photo, then the puja has become complex now. Suppose you put Rama photo and another photo Krishna photo, then the same puja will work for both similar. But if you put a Shivalinga, then the puja of Rama doesn't apply for Shivalinga. You have to do a separate puja. No, Rama alone I worship, Shivalinga I don't worship, but it will be sitting there. Then you will have Tanma Shinki, so Shinkyate, Shiva, Shiva Krudho Bhuyat, Iti Shinkyate. So Shiva, I am worshipping Rama, and Shiva is not worshipped, therefore some Shanka, some doubt could come. Therefore, having put another altar, you are obliged to worship that also. Now, suppose you put a dozen of them. Now, then what happens? That's why you go on increasing altars. Here one altar, it is already there, you are doing abhishekam to that, then put one more altar, then you have to do one more abhishekam to that also, then one more altar. This is sadhana sankara ho jata hai. So, therefore, you be satisfied with one altar. Firstly speaking, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hurdeshe Arjuna Tishthati. For Vedantins, they don't need another altar. That is not Vedanti. Who looks for another altar, that is a kind of contradiction or whatever you want to call it, that you want to establish an outer altar itself is a kind of contradiction. And as if that is not enough, you want a dozen altars. So Sankhya people, they are very clear. They said, you don't bring in Ishvara. Because if you bring in Ishvara, instead of understanding the philosophy, you will become a ritualist. The goal is to study philosophy. And then stop studying philosophy and start doing rituals. So sannyasa is part of the purpose of sannyasa. What Shankara says, sarva karma sannyasa purvaka, atma jnana nishtha. That is how he says. And what is sannyasa? Sannyasa kya maane kya hai? To give up. Give up what? Wife. No, he is not giving up wife. Wife gave up. What you give up? There is nothing to give up, wife. You just hold on to her all the time like Lord Shiva to give up. So you don't give up wife. What is it that you give up? Karma. Karma. Not job, not wife. Job kya hai? If you get out, some other person will be employed in the place. So job giving up is not a giving up. You see, a person is about to commit suicide by jumping into the river. I tell all such anecdotes, please bear with me. He is about to jump into the river and commit suicide. Then another person sees from a distance and comes running fast and holds his hand. Oh, you mean to save me? You don't want me to commit suicide? No, he says, no, that is not why I gave. You tell me in which company you are working. So that tomorrow morning I can present myself there and tell in some humble words that this person who works with you, he committed suicide, poor guy, and I am ready to employ, please employ me for that reason. So that is why, therefore, anyway, so the point is, you need Ishvara. If you bring in Ishvara, that adds to the burden, Gauravam Hojata. Therefore, don't bring in Ishvara, Pradhanam is enough. That is why they named it Pradhanam. Because generally, between Upadana Karanam and Nimitta Karanam, the Nimitta Karanam is considered primary and Upadana is the secondary, generally, like Kumbhakaraha and clay. But for them, the Upadana is the primary. And therefore they called it Pradhanam. And that Pradhanam is Jadam. Why you call it Jada Pradhana? They have to call it like that. Because to maintain the Salakshanata. Jagat is Jada. Therefore you need a Jada Karanam. So like that they say. Therefore that kind of an argument is not valid. It cannot be coming from the Jada Pradhana. Then the Nayayikas, they postulated Nimitta Karana as Ishvara and Upadana Karanam Anus, Anubhyaha. So how many Anus are there? Four Anus are there. There are four different Anus. Prithivi, Apaha, Tejaha, Vayuhu. Four different Anus are there. And Akasha is no Anus. They have some arguments all about it. And so Ishvara is the Nimitta Karanam. And Anus are available with him. Who made these Anus available to him? They don't ask that question. Then you need another Ishvara. Therefore Anus are available. So Ishvaro Nityaha, Anurapi Nityaha. Therefore that is how they said. Here, between that also is not valid. He doesn't say more than that now. He says Brahma alone is the Jagat Karanam, not the Anus as it is postulated by the Tarkikas or Nayayikas, and not the Jada Pradhana as by Sankhyas. So between these two, there is a fundamental difference between Sankhyas and Nayayikas and Vaisheshikas, Nayayika Vaisheshika. You see, both depend upon Anumana Pramanam. Both are Tarkikas. Nayayikas and Vaisheshikas use Tarka. Sankhyas also use Tarka. That's why in the Bhashya, wherever you see Tarkika, it need not be Nayayika Vaisheshika alone. It includes Sankhya also. Because they use Tarkam, logic. And primarily, they use Anumana Pramanam. Both of them use Anumana. But the application of Anumana is different for both. How they use Anumana? They say, Nayayika's argument is, for Upadana Karanam, you need not use Anumana, because Upadana is Anveti. Karya Anveti. The Karya is before you. So you see the Upadana. Even as you look at the Karya, you are seeing the Upadana. Therefore, Upadanam Pratyaksha Siddham. Therefore, Upadana ke liye Anumana ka jarurat nahi hai. Ishvaraha Nimitta Karanam Anumana Siddham. That is how they look at it. So what is the Anumana they do? When you go to the field, which is full with, which is the rice field, the ready for harvesting, full of crop, and all the rice is there and it will be harvested soon. So when you look at that field, ready to be harvested, you can immediately visualize a farmer who tilled the land and sowed the seeds and removed the weeds and added the fertilizer and provided the water. All that work was done by a farmer. You can do Anumana. You cannot say that all that crop has come all by itself. Therefore, using that Anumana, you this farmer is Siddha. You bring in a farmer by Anumana. Same way you do Anumana of Ishvara. Therefore, Nimitta Karanam Anumana Siddham, Upadana Karanam Pratyaksha Siddham. because char panchabhutas are there, you examine them, obviously they are made up of anus, and therefore you don't need anumana for upadana karanam. This is how they argue. Come to Sankhya, they say we use anumana to establish upadana karanam as a jada pradhana. Their argument is exactly opposite, both anumana. So what is the anumana? Their anumana, very unique anumana. How you look at the world. They say the world consists of three things. One is dravyam, second is energy, third is intelligence. These are the three. Everywhere you see all the three. You see a plant, it is a dravyam, there is life in it, and there is intelligence in the plant. Even matter, dead matter you see, it is a dravyam and it is in motion, energy, and there is intelligence in the dead matter. So like the sun is there, it is burning in a particular way to give light to the entire planetary system, and Prithvi is going round the sun in a fixed orbit and with a particular angular momentum, and Prithvi is rotating around itself also in a particular axis, around an axis, an angular axis, a tilting axis, so that you have the one sun on one half of the earth, and the other half goes into the night, and the day and night alternate, and the seasons happen, and therefore you have life. Without day and night and seasons, there will be no life. So life is made possible. Therefore you see the earth, it is a mass, therefore dravyam. It is rotating, therefore energy. And it is rotating in a very intelligent way. There is intelligence in this rotation. Therefore three elements, dravyam, shaktihi, jnanam. All the three. Intelligence is called jnanam there. All the three are there in every aspect of this creation. And therefore the upadana must be trigunatmakam. Therefore this universe has originated from sattva-rajastumo gunatmaka jada pradhanam. Nobody sees pradhana. Pradhana is not to be seen. Similarly, guna also you cannot see the gunas. Guna guneshu vartante chatra, gunaha means gunakaryani, guneshu gunakaryeshu vartante chattaha, gunashabdasya gunakarya lakshana. That's all. Guna you cannot see, only gunakarya you can see. Similarly, pradhanam you cannot see. Pradhana karyam jagat alone you can see before you. And pradhana, which is the upadana, it is established by anumana. These are the two basic theses. Now Vedantins, where do they fit? They say, Brahma Jagat Karanam or Brahmanaha Jagat Karanatvam na Prachaksha Siddham na Anumana Siddham. It is the Shabda Pramana Siddham or Shruti Siddham. That is how they say. You cannot establish Brahmanaha Jagat Karanatvam by either by Prachaksha or Anumana. It can only come from Shruti. Therefore they dismiss. That is what he means. He is dismissing. The reason will come, but first the anumana pramana janya paramanukara the ishvara nimitta karanatvam and pradhana jada pradhana upadana karanatvam, both are dismissed. They cannot be accepted, because that anumana also he will say later, he will say therefore it doesn't happen that way. Then samsarinova means there is a samsari, he created this jagat. Who is the samsari? Jiva, you can say, or some of the Pauranikas, they say there is a devata, he gets married and so jagat comes. This is how Pauranika stay. Pauranika, you know, Purana, a few things, if I say something about Purana, you may not like it because you have some fixation about Purana. Lokanuvada Puranam, these are definition of the Purana. It is not that I am saying it. Purana is defined as Lokanuvada Atishayokti Pradhanam Puranam. These are two basic definitions of Purana. The Purana origin itself is like that. In Loka, you look around, suppose there is Srishti, creation. So in the creation, there must be a child is born. How a child is born? You don't have one upadana karana for the child. A man and woman are together cause the birth of a child. Therefore, they say the whole universe also has to come the same way. Therefore, there must be a couple, married or otherwise, a couple must be there for the birth of anything in the universe. And so the couple must be there. This couple, they give a name. The couple in Sanskrit, Dampati, Jayapati, Jayacha, Patischa. Jayapati, Dampati, Dipanini, Dambhava. He mandated Dambhava. So in the place of Jaya, he put Dam. So you get Dampati. Jayapati is also another Rupa. So it is always a Dampati. And the universe has come from the first Dampati. There must be first Dampati, first couple. And who is that first couple? Some people say Shiva and Parvati. Some other people say Narayana and Lakshmi Devi. So like that. Now if they are Dampati, they are also samsari soul. There is samsara birth. So even that kind of creation discussion in Shruti comes under the category of samsarina. Or you want to say jiva from some jiva, from some jiva it came. You see, prasaktasyaiva nishethaha. Is there any such a prasakti? So from a jiva this samsara came, this jagat came. If there is a prasakti like that, you can reject it. There doesn't seem to be any prasakti like that. I was looking at the Ratna Prabhakara. He seems to simply skip it. Samsari Hiranyagarbha. What I said is correct. There is a samsari. His name is Hiranyagarbhaha. This is the Vaidika samsari. What I told, Purana samsari, two samsaris I have said. There is a Vaidika samsari. And his name is Hiranyagarbhaha. And also called Mrityuhu. And this Hiranyagarbha, he was a samsari. Why? Because so bibhet, he was afraid. Therefore, afraid means a samsari. Saha na aramata, he was bored. Because there was no TV around, no cinemas, nothing is there. Therefore, he was bored. Therefore, bhaya arati shravanat, Shankara. Bhaya arati shravanat. So Shruti talks of bhaya and arati for Hiranyagarbha. Therefore he is a samsari. And also he reached the position of Hiranyagarbha by doing Ashwamedha Yaga. Therefore the karma prapta thing it is. Therefore he jivaha, prathama jivaha. That is the samsari. Now he wanted to create. You know what he did? He became two. So Hiranyagarbha and Manuhu. And Shatarupa. Hiranyagarbha becomes two. Manuhu and Shatarupa. And that is how the samsara came. Like that description is there. That is Arthavadaha. That is not to be taken as real. It is only Arthavada. Arthavadaha means Mukhyarthe Tatparyan Nasti. The story has no meaning in that. There must be some other spirit behind it. We have to take it like that. That is what he means, samsarina. That kind of origin for the creation is not acceptable. And therefore, Brahma alone is acceptable. Brahma, Brahma Muktva, giving up Brahma, any other thing is not acceptable. Therefore, Brahma is the origin of this universe. Abhinna nimittopadhanam, karanam, prati jagat. Now, Brahma is chetanam va jadam va. When you ask that question, it is chetanam. Chetanam Brahma. You see, this adhikaranam, janmadhyadhikaranam, should be read together with two more adhikaranas. This is like in the court. They say the rule number 16A should be read together with Article 32, Para 3, Section B and C. Like that they say. You have to read, adhikarana will be like that. So you have to read the janmadhyadhikaranam together with ikshatyadhikaranam and prakrutyadhikaranam. When you read it with ikshatyadhikaranam, then the Brahma becomes Chetanam Brahma, not Jadam Brahma. And also when you read it with prakrutyadhikaranam, the Brahma becomes Upadana Karanam, not only Nimitta Karanam, but also Upadana Karanam. That is how you have to read it. You see, why Brahma Chetanam Brahma? The moment you see, suppose you say Jadam Brahma, then it's only name difference between Pradha, Sankhya Siddhanta and Vedanta Siddhanta. Only name is different. Not like that. Chetanam Brahma is Abhinnanimittopadhanam Karanam. That is the only way you have to understand it. The point is, Chetanam Brahma cannot be established by Anumana Pramana. Abhinna Nimittopadana cannot be established by Anumana. Anumana can establish Nimitta Karanam as per Tarkikas or Upadana Karanam as per Sankhyas, but never Abhinna Nimittopadana Karanam. Anumana is not possible. Anumana you cannot rely upon for that. That's why we rely upon the Shruti to establish Chetanam Brahma as the Jagat Karanam. Maybe the Jagat has originated by itself, from itself, then you don't need any Karanam. That also, you see, you don't need a Karanam. Nacha Svabhavataha. Yeah, you see, this is the Lokayatamatam. So, the Jagat is very peculiar, Vichitram Jagat. Vichitram means multifarious Jagat. It originates from itself. It doesn't require an external cause. Not external, we are not talking of external. It doesn't require a cause. Or you say, it is the cause of itself. So, why you see, cause means, why the Jagat has originated? Because this is the cause of the Jagat, it has originated from that. But here, there is no why. You don't ask the question why. By its very nature, it has originated. That is Svabhava. Dismiss the question why itself. And therefore, Svabhava. This is the Svabhava Vada of the Lokayata. This Lokayata people, you know, most modern Lokayata, you know, who is Amartya Sen. He said, I am a Lokayata. He wrote like that. Marxists are also Lokayatas. But Amartya Sen wrote, Amartya Sen is a philosopher. Marxists are also supposed to be philosophers in a way. So Marxism is also a philosophy. Amartya Sen wrote in his book, Argumentative Indian, that he is a Lokayata. He is a student of Rabindranath Tagore. And Rabindranath Tagore is Adhyatmika, is a Vedanti, spiritualist, like Vedantins. Whereas Amartya Sen, he is a student, all right, but he happens to be a Lokayatika. And there is no issue. Tagore never minded and I too never minded. We are Guru Shishya. I am a Lokayatika and he is a spiritualist. Very beautiful, you know, these people, that open-mindedness and all that. One should be like that. One should not get stuck in a mold. One should be open-minded, you know, that is the way you have to learn. If you are stuck in a mold, then you stop learning. There is no learning anymore. Now you call it parampara and by heart the same thing and repeat the same thing over and over from generation to generation. That doesn't help anybody. People become, up to a point it works in a person's life. Up to a point it works when that initial energy is there. Engagement for that energy will be there. Therefore it will work. Gradually the whole effort becomes mechanical and routine. And it loses that spirit. Spirit nahi bachita, it becomes mechanical. Like in these ashrams in Hrishikesh, there will be a harati. And you must attend the harati, otherwise you cannot come to the dinner. The Bada Swami puts a rule, hey, take attendance. And whosoever doesn't come to Harati, give a warning to him. Hey, why are you not coming to Harati? No, no, I am worshipping God in my heart. Shut up, come to the Harati. So he has to come to the Harati. If he doesn't come a second time, he will be given a warning. If he doesn't come the third time, he will be thrown out of the place. So you have to put that ankusham upon people and make them sit in the Harati. And if somebody doesn't come to Harati, he is a useless guy. So this is how it becomes like that. The people who are supposed to know much better than that end up like that. I'm not complaining. I'm not telling about a particular person. I am talking about the process of degeneration. It's a process of degeneration. And so that happens because the initial, that spirit, that fire to know the truth is totally doused. It is not left anymore. People become like zombies, like robots. So they will be doing a few things mechanically, they will be doing. And they don't have any spirit left in them. But they have to stay with it because they cannot go back into the world because they have already burnt their boats. So stay with the system. So this is how the life becomes insipid, tasteless it becomes. You do not allow that to happen. It won't happen only when you are open. Open, totally open, ever learning. The learning process never ends. It is always a process of learning. Always. Suppose you come across a terrorist, it's an occasion to learn. You see, when I was taking classes here 20 years back, an LTTE terrorist was attending my classes. LTTE, he is a secret. So, in those days, LTTE was there. Now nobody knows. See, young people don't even know such a thing exists. I asked him. He told me, I am an LTTE guy. Please don't mind. Because you are my guru, I am telling you. Okay, I will not tell anybody. Then I have real curiosity. Because he is a very special guy. Did you meet Velpillai Prabhakaran? He said, yes. What kind of a guy he is like that? And then when Kakinada, one person who was released from life imprisonment from Rajahmundry jail, he used to come and sit in the class. And there you can learn a few things from him. He lived in a jail for 20 years. He knew life, a face of life, a facet of life, which you and I can never imagine. And therefore I used to befriend him. He was my good friend. And these people used to, you see Swamiji talking with that life convict. What is wrong with it? So you should, it's a learning occasion always. Astu so swabhavataha. By itself the creation happens. That means in a way, the lokayatika is trying to dismiss the cause-effect relationship itself. You know why he has to do that? If he accepts the cause-effect relationship and work on that, somehow or other he has to arrive at something metaphysical. They are physical people, materialists. They do not accept anything beyond the material. And therefore, the metaphysical he doesn't want. Therefore, he says, within the material, there is a swabhava, a spontaneity by which it undergoes changes, and you have this jagat in place. That cannot be accepted because Vishishta Desha Kala Nimittanam Iha Upadanat. You see, look at the world. Iha Asmin Samsare Asmin Jagati, that is the Iha. Look at how the processes are happening. Suppose you want to make a pot. You want to make a pot. If it all happens all by itself, by its own nature, if it happens, then the pot maker need not bring clay. Need not be clay alone. It could be anything else. And he need not follow a particular process, a fixed process. It could happen in any way possible. The pot should have happened, but it is not happening. Desha kala nimitta vishishta. Specific time, specific place, and specific process must be in place. Like suppose You want rice grains you want. Okay, things happen all by themselves. You don't need, it happens all by itself. Therefore, it is not necessary to bring rice grains only. And then it is not necessary to sow them in a particular way. It is not necessary to water them and to give fertilizer to them. And then time, you have to wait for 3 months or 4 months. That may not be necessary. You should get your rice grains without any particular seed, without any particular process, and without any particular time period of maturity and all that, you should get your rice grains. Are you getting like that? No. Therefore, within the world, you have very well established cause-effect situation, and therefore the world cannot happen all by itself. It must have a cause, and that cause must be metaphysical cause. So dismissing metaphysical cause is not a valid argument at all. Now we have said so many things, but the one basic thing we have not yet covered. Two basic things. Okay. Etadeva anumanam samsaravyatirikteshvarastitvavadi sadhanam manyante Ishvara karaninaha. Yeah. So Ishvara karaninaha. That is the Ishvara is the nimitta karana of the jagat. That is the nayayikas and vaisheshikas. They say this anumana is enough to establish Ishvara as the karanam. You don't need Shruti. So let me see how Ratna Prabhakara proceeds with it. But I will still come to Abhinna Nimittopadana Karana. I will still, that you have to account for. Simply saying Abhinna Nimittopadanam doesn't serve any purpose. You have to make it meaningful. Oh, Abhinna Nimittopadanam. So, kya hua? Because you look at anywhere in the world, you don't come across anything like Abhinna Nimittopadanam. So, no. Keta is there, Lota Ketaha has a Chetanamsha and a Jadamsha. Therefore, the Jadamsha of the Lota Keta is the Upadana for the thing. Therefore, that has yet to be settled. Okay? You can browbeat that other person. Suppose nobody questions you, then you can go on saying that. So sometimes when somebody says something, you should pin down the person. You should. Sir, you say like that, please explain yourself. You have to pin down the person. Otherwise, what he will do? He sits on a big gaddi and maintains some distance from Sishyas. And in the first line, the close Sishyas will sit. It is like in the factories, you will have this trade union meeting. The factory people will have trade union, their meeting will be there. And the meeting is addressed by the trade union leader. And all the workers should come and join. They cannot go home. They have to come and attend the meeting, trade union meeting. And in the, there is always, this is called gate meeting. And at the gate it is done. The trade union leader, he stands on a higher platform. I used to listen to all these meetings. So it was not mandatory for me, but I used to examine it. How it is working. And there is always a safe distance. And the first two lines are occupied by his own cohorts, rowdies. And somebody from behind gets up. Now you say, we have to start the strike and all that, but this is not the right time for the strike. Suppose somebody says, then these fellows, three or four of them will go to him and pull him physically and throw him out of the meeting. No questions asked. And what he says, you have to listen. So like a trade union meeting, you conduct a Vedanta class. So no questions should be asked. You should not be like that. You should ask questions and you should examine, you should have open mind. Everything should be there. Anyway, so etadeva anumanam samsara vyatirikta. We are seeing at looking at the Ratna Prabha. So visishtani asadharanani deshakala nimittani tesham karyarthibhihi upadiyamanatvat karyasya karananapekshatvan na yuktam ichyarthaha. That is the way it has to be put. This is swabhavavada nirakaranam has to be put like this. He put it in the right perspective. I have put it somewhat this way, that way. He put it in the perfect way. Karyam karanam apekshate. Now, jagat, is it karyam or not? You have to look at it. Like flower, is it karyam or not? It is a karyam because it is born. Similarly, jagat is a karyam. It is born. Being a karyam, no need for karana, that argument is not valid. Because you look at any part of this jagat, only one conclusion comes out of it. That is karyam, anything karyam, karanam apekshate, it requires a karana. Now for a swabhava vadi, shruti pramana is not there. He doesn't accept anything called a vakyam as pramanam. For him, either prachaksha or anumana. Okay, you apply prachaksha, show me where without the cause there is an effect. He cannot show. And then prove me by anumana. Prachaksha you cannot prove. Prove by anumana. For anumana, at least one drishtanta must be there. And you don't have a drishtanta in the entire world. Because all karya is coming from karana. Therefore, swabhavavada is dismissed. Anapekshatve dhanyarthinam bhuvisheshe varshadikale bijadinimittecha pravurtirnasyaditi bhavaha. Suppose karyam karanam na apekshate. Karya doesn't expect karanam. It happens by swabhava. Karanapeksha nasti. Then people who want grains, rice, they look for the correct kind of land. They till it and then sow the seed and put fertilizer and wait for 3-4 months time. All that would not have been there. Therefore, swabhavavada is dismissed. Tena yat karyam tat sakartrukamiti vyaptir jnayate vyapti jnanan jagati pakshe kartaram sadhayate sarvajneshwaram sadhayate kim shrutya. That is this vakya. Etadeva anumanam samsaram vyatarikta ishvara astitvadi sadhanam manyante ishvara karaninaha. So the tarkikas, what they say, you see, just now you have dismissed swabhavavadi. How did you dismiss? Karyam karanam apekshate. And what is the example? Yatha dhanyarthi so sadhanani apekshate tadvat. Okay? So similarly, they take out the vyapti jnanam from that. So what is the vyapti jnanam? Yat karyam tat sakartrukam. Dhanya, suppose dhanya is produced, rice is produced. Is it sakartrukam or not? It is sakartrukam. The farmer is the karta. So, kartaram apekshate. Now, karta is taken as karanam. That means, nimitta karanam eva karta ityuchyate. Okay? So, dhanya expects a nimitta karanam, that is the karta. Similarly, jagat being karya, it expects karanam. So that karanam, nimitta karanam is Ishvara. Therefore, Ishvara is now established by anumana, anumana pramana. So you need not rely upon shruti for Ishvara. No, janmajyasyataha, what to do with janmajyasyataha now? Janmajyasyataha, it only restates what is already established by anumana. These tarkikas, the nayayikas, for them, you know what is their god? Their god is anumana, is their god. So, their god is not Ishvara. Ishvara is secondary. Because how Ishvara came, Ishvara ko Ishvara seat mein kaun bithaya? Anumana ne bithaya. Therefore, pahala kaad Anumana. Then Ishvara comes. This Vedantins don't accept. Because Vedantins are Ishvara karana vadinaha. Mimamsakas are not Ishvara karana vadinaha. For them, the God is karma. For Tarkikas, the God is Anumana. That is their God. For Lokayitas, the God is Pratyaksha. They don't accept any other God other than this. So, this is how Tarkikas say. So, Sahakurtam etat lakshanameva anumanam svatantram manyante ichartha. Vyapti jnana sahakurtam etat lakshanameva anumanam svatantram manyante ichartha. This lakshana, janmajyasya yataha, he made a lakshana for Brahma. This lakshana is inspired in the mind of the sutrakara. It is inspired by this vyapti jnana. So, he looked around and saw the vyapti, means yadyat karyam tat kartaram apekshate. That kind of vyapti he gained and applied this vyapti to the jagat and arrived at Brahma and made the sutram. That is how they say Ishvara karaninaha. So now you can look at that vakya. Ishvara karaninaha etadeva anumanam samsari vyatirikte ishvara astitva vadi sadhanam manyante ishvara karaninaha. That means the sutra has originated from anumana pramana. That is how sutrakara made it. That is how they say. Now that is his nanu ihapi tadeva upanyastam janmadi sutre. So this is janmadyasyataha sutra. It is not talking of any shruti and all that. It is talking of that anumana. What is the anumana? So jagat karyam karyatvat kartaram apekshate. And that karta is the nimitta karana ishvara, that is the Brahma. Therefore, sutra is a restatement of the conclusion derived from anumana. That is how tarkikas look at that sutra. That is the purupaksha. No, that is not how it is. You see, Shankara, he is dismissing this purupaksha not based on the relative merit of anumana versus shruti. On that basis, he is not dismissing it. Whether anumana is superior to shruti or shruti is superior to anumana, on that basis, he is not dismissing it. He is dismissing it based on the context, entirely based on the context. Because this book is not a tarka book, the Brahma Sutra book it is. Here, the sutras have a goal. And that goal is not to restate anumana. The goal is, he is telling that. Vedanta vakya kusumagrathanarthatvat sutranam.
Vedanta vakya kusumagrathanarthatvat
sutranam. What is the subject matter of Brahma Sutra? What is the job of the sutras? Sutras, they are put there in place to explain the Upanishad Vakyas. Vedanta is Upanishad. Upanishad Vakyas. In the Upanishads, many Vakyas are there which need further elaboration. And those Vakyas which require further elaboration, wherever there is a possibility of a doubt, those Vakyas are selected and they are presented in the form of sutras and some analysis is done. That is the topic here. Here we are not trying to work out on anumana, pratyaksha, this pramana vichara, aisa nahi hai. So, now sutra, we gave one meaning earlier. What is that? Suchanat sutram. So, janmadyasya yataha, the vishaya vakya, indicated by the word yataha, like that. That is one meaning of sutra. Now, another meaning of sutra. This meaning of sutra is a thread. So, you imagine now, all the Upanishad Vakyas. Upanishad Vakyas means you should take 10 Upanishads. You should not go to Bhavana Upanishad, Yoga Shikha Upanishad. like that. Then the whole Brahma Sutra will fall apart. Sankaryam you should not do. You say, I met a great scholar. He was a great pandita. He himself told me, Naveda, as I am teaching Varaha Upanishad. What do you mean by Varaha Upanishad? So Sankaryam ho jata. Varaha Upanishad means it will be something like Varaha Purana. Now, after listening to Varaha Upanishad, this Brahma, etc., you put aside, get some murti of Varaha Murti, and then start worshipping that. You have to do that. Till now, nobody has built a Varaha temple. Now you have to start that also. There is one in Hrishikesh, Varaha temple. So, therefore, that kind of sadhana sankaryam should not be done. We have to maintain the sanctity or the crispness of sadhana should be there. The sadhana should be crisp. It is not scattered. Should not be scattered. If you have, suppose you want to do some mantra japam, you have some energy, you got up and took bath, now you are looking for the breakfast already. But between breakfast and now there is some 20 minutes time. In that sankalpa, etc., will take away 10 minutes. Another 10 minutes for mantra japa is available. And he has a dozen mantras. And he doesn't know which mantra he has to do japam. Should not be like that. Sadhana sankarya should not be there. Anyway, Upanishad. Upanishad mane 10. Or maybe you can add one or two more. That's it. And Vedanta, Advaita Vedanta. Vedanta is Advaita Vedanta. There is no other Vedanta. Other is all Devanta, not Vedanta. So this Advaita Vedanta is the Vedanta, and the Upanishads are 10 plus one or two. And in those Upanishads there are Vakyas. All Vakyas are easy to understand. Upanishad language is also simple. Bhashya is available. But some Vakyas are a bit confusing and not easily amenable to understand. Therefore, for those Vakyas, you need some more elaboration. Like Yato Vayimani Bhutani Jayante, after seeing that those Vakyas, you cannot figure out what is it Nimitta Karanam or is it Upadana Karanam, some problem will be there. Therefore, you need a sutra for that. That sutra is the thread which makes a garland of flowers. And the flowers are the separate different Vakyas of the Upanishads. So Vedanta Vakya Kusuma Grathanarthatvat Sutranam. That is the job we are doing. We are not doing any Pramana Vichara here. Therefore, we put our emphasis and our love towards the Upanishad statements, the Shruti, and we are trying to understand the Shruti. And therefore, we get any idea of Ishvara or Brahma from the Shruti Vakya, not entirely depending upon Pramana Vichara. If Pramana Vichara helps, we take the help. Therefore, first you derive the Ishvara as Jagat Karanam from Vyapti Jnana, etc., and then use Sutra to support that. We don't do that. That is not correct. In fact, that is wrong, because the basic purpose is defeated in doing so. This next class, I will address that issue of Abhinna Nimitta Upadana Karanam. That is the Sangraha Vakyam, Sangraha Bhashya. Now he is making it Vivaranam. Vedanta Vakyani hi Sutrai Rudahritya Vicharyante. He, because we say like that, because the sutras, they quote, Udahritya means having quoted, they quote the Vakyas of the Upanishads, they quote. Generally, the method of quoting is say one word that is enough to quote. Suchanat Sutra. Okay, one word. Yataha. Jijnyasa. Like that. The very interesting quotes they are. And there are many. Ikshater na shabdam. That ikshati. So, that is Stipa Nirdesha it is. So, iksha. Wherever iksha is there, those Vakyas are pulled here, like that. So they are quoted, the Vedanta Vakyas are quoted, and they are being discussed here. Therefore, you have your scheme of Anumana and all that, God bless you, but this is what we do here. This doesn't follow the Anumana method. Vakyartha vicharana dhyavasana nirvrutta hi brahmavagati hi. Na anumana di pramanantara nirvrutta. This is a golden sentence. You see, a tarkika's mind works in a particular way. He looks around, takes all the advantage of the pratyaksha, and he has a very sharpened mind and takes advantage of the sharpness of his mind and applies vyapti jnanam and generates a piece of information, a piece of knowledge. So this knowledge that he derived, it is entirely a product of the intellect. It begins with the intellect, of course, begins with the pratyaksha, and it matures in the intellect, and it is generated in the intellect. That is how a tarkika works. Now, to arrive at brahmajnanam, is that the method? No, that's not the method. Okay, in that case, pratyaksha you dismiss, and buddhi also you dismiss. No, we don't dismiss them. We use them, but we use them only up to a point. How? So we listen to Vedanta Vakyas, and Vakya, and Artha. Vakya you have to listen to. Shruti, you know, it is Shruti. Books came now. To begin with, it is Shruti. Even Bible was a Shruti, to begin with. Bible was a Shruti. And the Sermon on the Mount, etc., they were all Shrutis. Buddha's teaching, it was a Shruti. Buddha's sermon, Saranath sermon, Jetavana sermon. What is the meaning of sermon? Shruti. And those Shrutis were recorded. That is called Lekhini. The first Lekhini of the Bible came in 400 BC. First Lekhini came in 400 BC in a particular form. Then five kinds of versions, etc., came later. Therefore, the Bible that you see today is 500 BC Bible. Initially, it was in the form of Shruti, the folklore. Similarly, Veda is also like that, Shruti. So you listen, Vakya you listen. And then Artha, its meaning. And then do Vicharana. You do wonderful intellectual analysis and all that. Then that leads you to one adhyavasana, means tatparya nischaya. This entire universe is a product of avinna nimitta upadanam karanam brahma. Like that adhyavasana. One tatparya nischaya came, then you dwell upon it and you make sakshatkara. That is brahmavagatihi. So that Brahma, which is the abhinna nimitta upadana karanam, you realize it in your swarupa. Therefore, intellect, this jnanam, this sakshatkara, its source is not the intellect. Its source is deeper than the intellect. That is the atmanubhuti. That is the sakshatkara. The word sakshatkara you have to understand. Time is over, but I will finish now. The word sakshatkara you have to understand. You see, there is jagat. It is pratyaksha. And then, parvato vanyaman ichyadi, anumana. But then, in the jagat, whatever is pratyaksha siddha, it is called pratyaksha siddha. Okay? Pratyaksha pramanena siddham. Then Anumana, etc., they are Sakshi Bhasya. And whatever our mental states, Sukha, Dukha, etc., are there, they are known to the Sakshi. Therefore, known to the Indriya, the Indriya Prachaksham, known to the Buddhi, Manasa Prachaksham. So that is the Parvatovanhiman is the Manasa Prachaksham. And then Sukha, Dukha, etc. are Sakshi Bhasya. Or you can say Sakshi Prachaksham. They are known to the Sakshi. But then Sakshi to hai. How Sakshi? Sakshi Swayam Prakasha. Sakshi Sakshi Swayam Prakasha. So the Brahma, Brahmavagatihi, it comes under that Sakshi, Sakshatkara, not Sakshi Pratyaksha. Sakshi Pratyaksha is the Sukhadukhadi of the Manaha. And finally, Sakshi Chaitanyam. Now, how the Sakshi Chaitanyam is known? You see, how the Ghatapatadi known, Indriya Pratyaksha, how the Parvata Vanhimatvam, Parvatasya Vanhimatvam known? So that is Buddhi, the Manasa Pratyaksha. How Sukhadukha known? Sakshi Pratyaksha. But Sakshi to hai. How Sakshi is known? Are Sakshi Swayam Prakasha. That is the Sakshatkara. Another name for Avagati. Therefore, Sakshatkara is deeper than the intellect. Whereas Tarka Pramana, Anumana Pramana, etc. is entirely a function of the Buddhi. That is how he says, we use the Buddhi, but our realization is not Buddhi Janya. It is Brahma Avagatihi na Anumanadi Pramanantara Nirvrutta. It is not something that is accomplished by Anumana, Upamana, or this Pramana, that Pramana. Even Shabda Pramana also cannot do that. Shabda Pramana works up to Adhyavasana. So you listen to the Shastra and understand the Artha and do the Vichara and Adhyavasana. Having attained the Tatparya Nishchaya, then you abide in yourself and then you realize yourself. That is how it has to happen. You see, this question is also asked. Suppose a person abides in himself, he has never done any Shravana, will he get Sakshatkara? No. A person who is well informed, who studied the Shastra, Shravana Manana he has done, and then he abides in himself, now he gets Sakshatkara. There is a difference. There is a big discussion on that topic. Yatroparamate chittam niruddham yogasevaya. What is that verse? Yatroparamate chittam niruddham yogasevaya. So like that, the second half. In that verse, there is a discussion. Whether the just the resolution of the mind, is it enough for Atma Sakshatkara? Yes, but what kind of mind? So, Shamadamadi, Shastropadesha, Sanskrutam Manaha. That is required. The same thing he is saying here. Therefore, you need the mind. But then, the mind should resolve. Then only you will get Sakshatkara. Suppose you keep the mind going. Then that becomes an obstacle. It's important. Atma-samastham manakritva na kinchidapi chintayet. Kaunsa manaha? Shamadama shastra-acharyopadesha sanskrutam manaha. Therefore, you need shamadama acharyopadesha samskara and also you need na kinchidapi chintayet. You need both. That is what he is showing in that vakya. Purnamadah Purnamidam. One o'clock.